I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Thursday's podcast. Sorry, Lise is just coordinating if she's going to eat chocolate.
Given these incredible Arnott's, the new Arnott's and Cadbury collab, that's short for collaboration, and I have the iced Vovo one.
Oh,
and
God. Aaron's
Aaron,
the Scotch finger.
Okay, here is today's show. How we went with the chocolate during today's show. We're going to come back. And the weird thing Lise did in today's show, we've got to chat about that after this.
Just one thing.
Now.
Those two girls.
Okay. I just heard the word yes go on air during that opener.
Sorry.
Was answer to Sarah saying, are we on air now?
Well, it was a celebratory yes. Like, yes, we're on air.
Really, to me, it sounded like yes. But here we are again on this beautiful Thursday across Oz. And I've got some more happy news to share.
Oh, God, here we go.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have presented their newborn baby boy to the world in a photo call. Beautiful pictures that you'll see today. Harry in a grey suit walking out, holding a little baby boy. Meghan resplendent in a white linen dress. And they have named him Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Okay, so Sarah, tell people who don't really care about this, tell them why it's
so
significant.
Oh, you're so angry and jaded because this has thrown people, their brains out of the world because there is no throwback to any royal name. So Archie is a very popular name in the UK.
Okay.
Harrison literally means son of Harry.
Yes, it really does, doesn't
it? Harrison wasn't even on the bookies list of names.
Yeah.
And if you managed to put a bet on Archie with a bookie, you would have scored 100-1. That was the outside odds of Archie being the name.
But Archie was on the bookies list?
No. Well, at 100-1.
At 100-1.
Yep. And also, further to that, he does not have a royal title.
So what are the titles? Like Lord
Prince.
Or Prince? Well, he wouldn't be a prince.
Yes, the Queen was going to tweak that like she did for Kate and Will's kids.
Okay.
And then Harry and Meghan have decided not to give him an aristocratic title like Lord or Earl. Instead, he's just going to be known as Master Archie because Harry has said he wants his son to have a relatively normal upbringing in the past. So he's just little Master Archie.
Cute.
Sweet little thing.
So they're allowed to do what they want. Well, I always thought that they were very much held to certain,
royal tradition.
Certain traditions. That's right. I didn't think they could go
rogue.
Well,
that's it. Normally they have like five names of past kings and queens. And nope, not
She's
for Harry and Meg. Just little Archie Harrison.
I'm guessing if he wasn't like so far away from the crown, that there might have been a bit of foot down from old Liz.
Possibly, but I don't know. I think it's lovely.
Do you reckon after Harry had that rough time in his late teens, early 20s, that he is actually trying to protect Archie from that? Like, that's why they're trying to give him such a normal life?
Well, I just think Harry's quite normal. So, you know, like, he's never really upheld much tradition at his end.
And also, from what I understand, they pretty much have an agreement with the press over in the UK, well, Kate and William do, that their kids aren't photographed unless it's with their permission. So you'll notice that whenever a birthday picture is released of, you know, little George or what have you, it's always one that Kate's taken.
Yes.
So there's...
They have to be approved.
Yeah.
Anyway.
None of that paparazzi stuff kind of goes on. So they've put the foot down. That's all right.
Thank you, royal correspondent, Sarah Wills. She's so chuffed with herself. But you know,
I'm not
people,
really. I just read it on the news.
You guys, our listeners, even if you don't give two hoots, you're going to want to know this kid's name at some point in the day.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So
we've
done
that.
Oh,
even if you're angry and bitter,
I'm an angry lady. Now, I've long suspected that the French are an ingenious group of people, and I know that because I work with one right sitting beside me here every day. Say hello to the people, Lise.
Merci, bonjour.
Uh-huh. Now, I have a story. I'm going to take us over to France, to a small town of fewer than 4,000 people who live at the foot of the French Alps. Now, the town is called, Lise?
What does it say here? Jules Ferry, en Belle Donne.
Okay, so I'm not going to repeat that because that just sounded magnificent. Now, this tiny, tiny town has been forced to make a very difficult decision. They have 261 children at the local school there. Now, they were told that classes would be scaled back because they didn't have enough pupils.
Okay.
And the Frenchies over there thought, what to do?
We can't close down the school.
That's
virtually.
Right. Or reduce the number of classes, which would increase class sizes.
Yeah,
it would
right.
be a debacle, Lise.
Yeah,
you know what
no
any
good.
Education system is like. So they thought, right, we need to get these student numbers up. There's only one thing to do. So they got a fella called Michel. And
Michelle, I think
sure.
you'd find it.
Sure, Michelle.
Like Michelle's patisserie, like, you know. The Aussies know how to do French
Thank
really
you.
Well.
I did an ad for Michelle's patisserie
did
once.
You?
Yeah, I did. Anyway.
I mean, you are good at eating carbs.
He went with his dog and herded up some sheep.
Okay.
And this town has decided to enroll 15 sheep into their school to boost student numbers. I kid you not.
I mean, the French are so arrogant.
They
and I
have
love it.
Officially signed up the sheep with their birth certificates.
No.
Yes, and they've given them names, French names like
Babette
and
Saute Mouton,
which that, I think means saute mutton.
No, not saute. That means jump sheep.
Oh, does it? What does Babette mean?
Babette is just a cute shortened name for Elizabeth or something like that.
Oh, that's
Babette,
very cute.
Like Babette.
Okay, so they've given them names. The real children had a welcoming ceremony for their new classmates. And the school has been saved because the sheep are there now. I mean, what are they going to study?
What does the principal have to say about
Music.
This?
Music.
That's for cows, Sarah. Music.
No, use. Like, use
oh,
a sheep.
Oh, I thought you were like music.
Music. No, that would be
that
for cows.
Would be
but
a
I said
cow.
Music. Oh, yeah. So, how do you feel about your people?
I mean, I think they're creative. Mm-hmm. I think they're, you know, they're problem solvers. Mm-hmm. I think they think outside the box. They're geniuses.
Well, they think outside the paddock, that's for sure.
I mean, I didn't know sheep did have birth certificates.
Well, I suppose those ones would when they're woolly ones and you've got, well, they would actually because when you're breeding, breeding herd
it's
animals, you
Sarah.
Need to know the lineage of
you?
Your, yes, yeah, so you don't end up, like you don't end up mating a brother with a sister.
I don't
so you
think
need
that would
to
be
know,
a problem
what?
For sheep.
Oh, God. I've been watching too much Game of Thrones.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. We've learned a lot about the French today.
I love it. I can't
so
wait
there you
to go,
go.
To that
Look,
school.
If anyone's in a pickle, you know, in rural or regional areas where your schools are too small, then look at your livestock.
Is there a TripAdvisor listing for this school? Because I reckon it would go off.
It the would hook. Be a fundraiser. That would increase the PNF monies raised for 2019, wouldn't it? Pat a sheep, pat a pupil.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, if you recall, a few weeks ago, my family and I went to Fiji.
Did you?
I know.
Believe it. I haven't heard nearly enough about your overseas
well,
sojourn.
Listen, let me have my moment in the sun because it was our first overseas trip as a family. Like, it's the first time the kids had a passport. It was exciting for us. I shall milk it forever and ever. Anyway, what I want to bring to the table this morning is the exorbitant, actually insane cost of certain hotel items or services. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you go to a hotel or a resort yeah. and you think, you know what? Stuff it. I'm on holidays. I'm going to have a splurge.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about prices that literally make you gag and you think this can't be right. For example, I went up to the resort shop. You know how occasionally they have those little convenience stores tucked away inside the resort grounds.
Yeah.
And yes, you know they're going to be dearer than your regular IGA.
Yeah,
of course you
Gotta
expect
make a buck.
That. But this was different. I purchased a packet of chocolate Wheatons. You know those Bickies? They're a pretty basic. They're not a Tim Tam. They're
no,
just like
they're basically a digestive.
They are. Actually, that's what they were called. A wheat biscuit with a flimsy layer of chocky on top, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, I'll get that for Arvo tea. The boys were hungry. They'd been snorkeling for 5 hours. I was like, righto, better feed them. Do you know how much that packet of Bickies was?
No.
I will also add that every single biscuit was broken inside the packet, okay. So they weren't even perfect circles. $8.50, Sarah.
Okay.
$8.
Yeah. Look, it's expensive, but you've got to give me a better example than that, okay. Because you're stuck on an island. They've got to get goods in, you know. They've got to add a lot of profit. So give me something with oomph.
Here's something else that happened. As it occurs occasionally in Fiji, it rains there. We also went there during monsoon season, which didn't help our cause.
Because discount.
No. Whatever, stop you. So one afternoon, it was raining, and I said to the boys, let's pop a movie on in the hotel room.
Great
okay,
idea.
Let's have a splurge. This is where I thought, I'll shout a movie.
Good on you, Mum.
The day before, I just said, go and run out in the rain. We've paid enough to be here. So I said, sit down, let's pick a movie. Aquaman it was. $25 for Aquaman. But wait. So I'm in my head, I'm like, I can rationalise this. There's four of us. We're watching a movie. That's like $5 a pop. That's actually pretty good value. But no, you're not allowed to watch it for 24 hours like most hotels. You know how once you purchase it, you have 24-hour viewing access? No. $25 for the movie.
Just one view.
Oh. So we did it. But of course,
That's really a cinematic experience.
The movie was so good that the next day when it rained again...
You didn't.
We bought Aquaman again.
You paid $50 to watch a movie twice?
At this point, I'd given up. I was like, just bleed me dry. I'm hemorrhaging money. I'm going out on a high with Aquaman by my side. Whatever, I don't care anymore.
If you're going to spend your money, it may as well be on Jason Momoa.
That's what I thought, Sarah.
$50.
$50. So anyway, 13, 10, 60. I want to throw out to other stingy Australians. What have you been stung for in a hotel? From, you know, it could be bottled water. I know that stuff is really exy
in
hotels.
Did you and your husband, Dane, have, what were drinks like over there?
We didn't eat. We opted out for most meals. We ate a big buffet breakfast. The drinks there, like for a cocktail, they were like $34 for a cocktail. And they were, like, you know, they were just a
standard.
And
I know when you're in holiday mode, you are just like, we only live once.
No,
then when you come back, it's like, holy moly, $34 for a drink.
So do you have a horror story in terms of expensive, exorbitant hotel fees? It could be bottled water. It could be internet access. Sometimes that stuff is through the roof.
Well, you had sent me a message saying, Sarah, I've only got 30 minutes Wi-Fi a day if you need me. Was that true or was that just trying to put me
true.
Off the scent?
But then Dane managed to hack into their system, so we got unlimited.
Oh, God.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
13, 10, 60. What's the exorbitant price you had to pay? Where have you been stung?
I was over in New York for New Year's Eve. It was so cold and my husband and I went into a little pizza shop there, but in order to stay in the warmth, you had to keep buying pizza. They were charging $80 a pizza.
No, shut up.
Yeah,
they were not.
Yeah, just taking advantage because it was bang in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
And, I can't believe
Yeah,
that.
And we did it because we were just so cold. Money well spent. Buds on 13, 10, 60. What have you been stung for on a holiday?
Good morning, ladies. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thanks.
I went to Fiji. Oh, it was me and the wife went to Fiji for our honeymoon. This was probably about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And we spent $14, right? For a 10 pack of Band-Aids.
See? So it's not just me.
$14 and I'm like, no way, I'll be having kittens tonight. Like it was ridiculous.
Buds was like, I would rather bleed out than pay $14 for a 10 pack of Band-Aids.
I'm telling you, there's something about those little hotel shops in Fiji. Be careful. Zach, 13, 10, 60. What have you been stung for in a hotel or on holidays?
So when I went away to Iceland, there was like a little pizza shop in the reception, and I just got on off the flights from Melbourne all the way through to Iceland, so you got to go through the UK. Yeah. And I said to my fiance at the time, look, you know, we'll get something to eat and we'll go straight to bed. So we went down to the pizza shop, paid for a small pizza, $35 Australian dollars.
I mean, those... Iceland's notoriously expensive, isn't
is it?
Are you
being facetious?
No, I think they all.
It's very expensive for one pizza, Michael. What? How much have you paid for something in a hotel or on a holiday?
Good morning, ladies.
G'day.
I was in Amsterdam last year and found this little Australian shop. So I went in for a look, and a packet of Tim Tams is €15.
Oh, what's that? That's about 25
is that
Aussie
about
bucks,
20
isn't
bucks
it?
Or yeah?
Yeah.
Did you buy them, Michael?
We did because we'd already given our packets away to some people in Europe because they go nuts for Tim Tams.
I bet they do.
You should
They're
have
like
sold
gold.
Them for 20 yeah. euro.
You could have made a tidy profit, Michael. Gaz on 131060. Round us out here. What have you been stung for staying in a hotel or on holiday?
Good morning, ladies, and how are you today?
Great. Thank you.
That's the way, and I listen to you every morning, and you're all awesome. And me and my partner got stung $300 for two drinks each and a half a hamburger each, and it was $300 all up.
Wow. Hold on, Gaz, where on earth were you?
Was Uluru last month.
In Australia?
Last month. Okay, so... Yeah. $300 for two drinks and a shared burger.
Yes, correct. And I looked at the waitress and I said, "Is the burger made of gold loaf? Jesus Christ!"
Gaz, is this at? You know, I know that my parents went to Uluru late last year, and they went to that beautiful sort of candlelit dinner at the base of the Big Red Rock. Is it that?
Yes. No, that's the dinner of silence you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's $250, but that's all right. But that's all you can drink, but there's so much you can drink because there's, you know, there's not many wait staff who, you know, walk around. I wish there was more wait staff.
Well, not when people say, "Is it made out of gold?" to them. They're probably hiding in the kitchen.
Yeah, but that's incredible.
Also, we got a little note saying it's Gaz's birthday today as well.
Gaz.
So happy birthday, Gaz.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Can I just say...
May there be a much cheaper couple of drinks and burger in your future this year.
Yes, Scotty?
Just like Buds and Gaz, I listen to the show every day too. So thanks.
You don't want to though, Scott. That's
no,
the difference.
You're right. They pay
you're
me to do it.
Held at your against your will.
Those two girls.
Look, it's really important to be invested in your kids' education, isn't it? It's important to know where they're at, see what they're doing, see where they need some additional help with.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, I think I've tracked down the coolest parents in the world for this. They are in the UK.
I'll be the judge of that. Tell me the story.
Got an 11-year-old son named Toby. And Tobes is having a bit of trouble with science.
Okay. Science was not my favourite subject either, so I can relate.
So his mum and dad have put the call out for someone to come to their house for an hour on a Tuesday or a Thursday evening and basically transform their kitchen into Hogwarts. They are requesting a tutor who is prepared to teach all things science, bio, chemistry, physics, under the guise of professors from Harry Potter. So he or she must come dressed as Professor Snape or Professor Sprout and go through scientific principles using potions and herbology and concepts of flying to help make science more engaging and interesting for little Toby. And they're also prepared to pay £75 an hour.
Which is what in Aussie?
About 130 Aussie bucks.
An
hour. 120 Aussie bucks or something. An hour.
Bloody hell, I'll do it. I won't teach him much, but for that much. This is
Harry Potter themed lessons.
Sarah, these are not the coolest parents in the world. These are the most idiotic parents in the world. Why would you go to the... That's extreme. I'm all for getting your kid a tutor, but why would you make... That's ridiculous. What an utter waste. Toby sounds like a right brat. I'd say to him, put your nose in a book and learn the bloody periodic table.
He's fresh out of Willy Wonka. Like, is it Violet Beauregard?
Like, imagine if you had to bow down to your kid's every whim. How about you just...
You know, I...
Tough love.
Wow. Wow. You know what? And when Toby becomes a famous scientist, he'll say it's because Mum and Dad got me the Harry Potter tutor.
Toby's not going to become a famous scientist. Toby's going to sit on his butt and play Xbox because his parents have have you know, succumbed.
Toby's going to cure cancer.
What's the disappearing spell in Harry Potter?
I know people agree with me right now in their cars.
I don't know.
This is too much.
We're going to go.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
How's the Scotch finger chocolate there, Liz Carlo?
It's perfectly fine, but it's nothing. It's no taste sensation. It's just chocolate with some. Right. I think we need the Jats one.
Does it just taste like a digestive?
100%.
Are you doing a brand endorsement for them?
No, I'm not. I wish I bloody was.
Would you give the same feedback though?
Did you buy digestives over in Fiji?
Yep.
But like, was one of you out of sync, out of your regular? I only ask this because when Wills and I went to Japan years ago, the man has a bathroom routine that if that gets thrown through plane travel, he panics. So he panics if he can't if he gets a little bit constipated, and we had to hunt through Japanese supermarkets for digestives.
Is that why they're called digestives?
Yes,
they make you poo.
Yes,
they do not.
Yes, they do. They're full of wheat and fiber.
Not what a load.
Yeah, that's why they're called digestives.
You sound like someone who likes science.
Science is not fun.
Oh my gosh.
They do not
they
make
do.
You.
They do. That's what they're called. They're digestives.
They have never made me poo. They clog you up. There's
no, they
chocolate.
Don't.
Chocolate is not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but that's a modern version.
The digestive was first developed in 1839 by two Scottish doctors to aid digestion.
Did it have chocolate on top?
No, it didn't back then. You know, normal digestives, they're just
a wheat biscuit.
Yes, and now they've got ones that have chocolate on them to make them a little bit
okay,
less
but if you're
fibrous.
Hunting through a Japanese supermarket, why would you opt for digestives? Why wouldn't you opt for prunes or pear juice? Or an actual...
Well, because I don't think you can read that necessarily. And also that stuff is super expensive. Those things just don't... They're easy access for us.
Right.
But prunes aren't really a Japanese staple.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
Anyway, that was a little... Okay. Sorry, Wills. Thankfully, he doesn't listen to anything I say. So that should go by relatively unnoticed. But there you go. You've learned something new, haven't you? That digestives are to aid.
Hold on. Did you catch that, Wills?
No.
Okay, we're fine. We don't need to worry. Anything
right.
else going on in your world at the moment, Wills? Yep, okay, he's at his digestive.
Oh, God.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.